בוקר טוב, good morning, שבוע טוב, גמר חתימה טובה, תזכו לשנים רבות, פריז קלש ביפה לרפואה שלמה ולחולים ובכללם, חמדה ברכה אחת ותנאי למי חנוכה ולפקה של רבון מי שלום מסר, דבין ומחן ילפה ודבר ולכה ולפקה ולסר שלום מסר פעם מלאם של מחנה יפה בן מיים, יהיו בדם יפה חייס ומחן ולכה ונתונה, שמחה בן מקום ילם וחל וזמירה מחנה לו בן נאומי, וחל עשר בת המסר וחנה גבר גדה והברכה לדנה בן עשר את גמדיר, אחת אומרים רק עדה, אשר בן עתר יהיה בן יפה ויסר בן עירה, שמו משם בפנינה, יוסף בן יפה, דני מדינה סמכה לאף, רמלם הגדול, כדנה בן מיים, יום קובר שומר לכאן מהכסר מעקב עד עשר שם סימן לכאן דברי מבקע דיינס בשנה שמן העוני ולהבדיל ונשפע דבין בן ידיעם בן ימין נצחן גדל דין המתפרים שומרים שם לכאן מהכסר מדן ועד מרבם דין המדענות אומרים לכם עד אברהם שם רפא מסבר יוסף ולהבדיל להיריון דבורה בת מרים. אוקיי, ברוך השם, we're all still here. Yom Kippur is approaching, one week away. First of all, I want to just say we have such a big zechut to be able to be learning Torah, especially on a fast day. You know, today is Tzom Gedaliah, the day that a big leader for Am Yisrael, Gedaliah, was assassinated. He was killed, and the Jewish people fast on this day. It's a short fast, it's an easy fast, but also good to mention that. And I think as the winter approaches, we're probably going to move our class indoors. So we're going to have to see wherever the breakfast is. Usually, we generally do breakfast in class, so wherever the breakfast is, we're going to follow that. Okay, this week's parasha is Parashat Vayelech. This week is actually the shortest parasha in the whole Torah. It's so beautiful because, if somebody really wants to learn a whole parasha and you have a short amount of time, 30 pesukim, 30 lines, you get to one whole parasha. But I think that it's very important to mention right now we're approaching, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's last day of his life. It's the end of his life, and now we're transitioning the leadership role of Moshe Rabbeinu into becoming the leader of Yehoshua. And then we lead from the book of the Torah, we lead into the book of Yehoshua, which, I mean, we're not going to lead into the book of Yehoshua, we're going to go back to the beginning because we only started in the middle. But it's important to mention transition to teach us the lessons of how a leader is supposed to be. And I think it's so valuable to look inside the end of the Torah to see how Moshe Rabbeinu is approaching Yehoshua, leader to leader, handing over his role. And how Yehoshua, when we start the book of Yehoshua, how Yehoshua takes over, and the words that are used, how they are similar to one another. So I want to just look in this week's parasha and repeat Moshe Rabbeinu's conversation. Vayikra Moshe leYehoshua. Moshe calls out to Yehoshua. Vayomer elav. He says to him, Le'enei kol Yisrael, in front of all of Am Yisrael, not alone, in front of all of Am Yisrael. Chazak ve'ematz. Be strong and courageous. Ki ata tavo et ha'am hazeh. You're going to bring this nation, Am Yisrael, into the land of Israel that Hashem promised us. What is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yehoshua over here? What lesson can we learn? Why is he telling him? I think the two words over here, and this is the words that we use every time people go up for Aliyah, the Torah, Chazak u'baruch, what do we respond? Chazak ve'ematz. It's in this week's parasha. You should be strong and mighty, strong and courageous. What was Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yehoshua? Are those words valuable? Are those words necessary in this week's parasha? What did he want to tell him? Was there something that Yehoshua needed for Moshe to tell him? Be strong. Yeah, of course, I'm going to be the leader of the Jewish people. Of course I have to be strong. There was something about Yehoshua, seemingly, that Yehoshua had a little bit of a lack of, let's call it, confidence. Lack of courage, let's call it, to lead Am Yisrael. And I think it stemmed from a place of humility. It stemmed from a good place. But I think he lacked that. He lacked that strength of wanting to be strong and courageous leading Am Yisrael. This is something that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, this is a very important role. As being a leader, you need to be confident. You need to be strong and courageous. Now, it's important, you need to have humility. It's not a contradiction. We've explained, we've done many classes in the past to explain. There's no difference between. There is obviously a huge distinction between if a person is humble and a person who has confidence. There's a very big difference between humility and confidence. But I want to focus on what he tells him. Be strong and be courageous. He understood and he saw something that Yehoshua was lacking, and he guided him and told him, you need to focus on this point. You need to focus on your leadership skill. You need to focus on your confidence. And if you look, it's so interesting. If you just, I want to open up the book of Yehoshua for a moment. It's right after the Torah finishes, Yehoshua takes over. And in the first chapter of the book of Yehoshua, now Moshe Rabbeinu has already passed away. And Yehoshua, Hashem comes to Yehoshua and tells him, multiple times he says to him, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong and courageous. Ki atat anchil et ha'am hazeh, because you're going to take this nation You're going to take them to the land that I promised our forefathers into Eretz Yisrael. Be strong again. Be strong and courageous. He keeps telling him. Strong. And then at the end of the chapter, of the first chapter of Yeshua, again, the nation, Am Yisrael says to Yeshua, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong and courageous. What's going on? Everyone noticed that Yeshua was lacking this. Yeshua was lacking the strength of courage, the strength of being confident in leading Am Yisrael into the land of Israel. And this is an extremely important trait in a leader when leading Am Yisrael. And I think this trait, this is something that is, it's a consistent occurrence of events that we're seeing in our parasha and also in the book of Yehoshua to teach us how important it is to focus on this point. If you want to be a leader, whether it be a leader of your community, a leader of Am Yisrael, a leader of your family, a leader of your friends, whatever it may be, each and every one of us one day will be a leader. You will create a family, you will start a family with children, you will be leading that family. To be a leader, you need to have a level of confidence. You need to be able to have a level of filling yourself inside saying, I'm ready to do this. And I'm willing to take my family to the next stage. And not being afraid of what's next. Yehoshua learned this lesson. He overcame it. And he strengthened himself to become what strong and courage was. He turned himself into what that was. But the Torah is teaching us that it could be even the greatest of all leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua. They may not have had these high level traits in the beginning. You could look at someone and see, he's not a confident person. There's no way he could be a leader. Yehoshua was like that also though. Yehoshua didn't have the courage. He didn't have the strength. They pushed it into him. They kept pushing it. When you see potential, even when someone is not there yet, you can push them. They have an opportunity. We all have opportunities. We have the potential to be great. We have the potential to be huge leaders of Am Yisrael, huge leaders of our family, of our community, and doing amazing things. It's up to us though. It's up to us to take the step. It's up to us to say, I'm confident. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, this reference is also back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to lead the Jewish people, you're going to take them out of Egypt. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Who am I? I have a speech impediment. I can't speak. You want me to be the leader of Am Yisrael? And he said no. He told him no. He didn't think that he can do it. But he grew on him. And that Moshe Rabbeinu learned this lesson that you need to have confidence. If you really want to lead the Jewish people, if you really want to be a leader, you need to be able to be a confident person. You have to be someone that says, I'm ready to take this next stage. And Yehoshua needs that role because he's not only becoming the leader, but he's more so becoming he's coming from the officer mentality. He has to be someone who has strength, has courage, has someone who has confidence. He can't be afraid. When you want to be a leader, you can't be afraid of what's next. You have to be able to be wanting to do and willing to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, no matter who's against you. You want to be a leader on a board. You want to run for a board. You want to be able to lead the community and take a position in the community. You have to be someone who I'm telling myself that I'm going to be confident and doing what Hashem wants for me. Don't be afraid. Chazak ve'ematz, the Torah tells us. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. Understand that Hashem is watching you. When you're afraid because someone is a politician and he's saying X, Y, and Z and you're afraid to say what your heart really feels, that's going against what the parasha is saying. Hashem is telling, Moshe is telling Yehoshua, you want to be a leader of the Jewish people, you can't be afraid. You have to stand up for yourself. Stand up for Am Yisrael and stand up for Hashem's values. Don't stand back. Stand up for Hashem's values. You know what's right. When you know what's right, stand up for it. And I think this is a beautiful lesson for each and every one of us. When we know what's right, don't just stand there and watch. Lo ta'amur adam recha. Don't stand on watching someone spill their blood, right? What does that mean? That means, yeah, obviously you can't watch when someone's being killed, but even more than that, when someone's doing something wrong, when someone is doing something incorrect, when someone is saying something incorrect against what Hashem wants from us, deceiving people, don't just stand there and watch. You have an obligation to be a leader for Am Yisrael. You have a leader for your family and community. You have to be a leader and be chazak, it must be strong and courageous and be confident so that you can overcome those, let's call it a yetzer, those evil inclinations, that evil inclination inside your head is telling you that if I stand up for what's right for Hashem, then people are going to look at me like I'm crazy. We don't care what people think because we want to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. You have to stand up for what our values preach, what Hashem preaches to us, what the Torah preaches, what Hashem wants from us. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this lesson. Yehoshua, you need to be strong and courageous. When Yehoshua learned this, then he was able to be the leader of the Jewish people. Without being strong, without having confidence, you cannot be a leader. Without being afraid. And and I'll just finish with this idea. This is brought down in halacha. In the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the commentary of the Rama brings down, he says, don't be afraid of the malegim, the people who make fun of you. You're going to do something sometimes to get closer to Hashem, do things to bring people closer. People will make fun. Don't be afraid of them. Be strong, be courageous. Because it's up to you to be able to change the world. It's up to you. Your confidence level will be the difference in taking Am Yisrael from here to to there. And so, B'zad Hashem, when we strengthen ourselves, let's be stronger, let's be more courageous. Why? Because we want to do what Hashem wants from us. Don't be afraid. We have more confidence. We'll be able to do Hashem's will in this world, and we'll see the bracha v'atzacha pour out. Have a great day, gentlemen, and Gavul Vashem.